earlier this week, we learned that a science teacher at Archbishop Curley, Ms. Lynette Trotta, age 33, has allegedly been in a sexual relationship with a student, a current student, this school year. It was information that came to us through the school librarian. Unfortunately, the librarian has known about this for several weeks, and so when she told us about the information earlier this week, we immediately reported it to police and to Child Protective Services, but did suspend both Ms. Trotta as well as the librarian for her failure to immediately report that, which is not only a state law, but it's also diocesan and school policy.
Sean, do you know or have any concerns that Trotta may have been or may have been part of child sex abuse involving any other students at the school, since I know she was there since 2007?
We're concerned about it, but not based on any information we have. We're merely concerned because, you know, history indicates that that's certainly a possibility. So as we communicate with the school community, including the students today, that's a primary goal of ours, to encourage them to discuss it with their parents, to encourage them to discuss it with any of the eight guidance counselors that we have on site today, or to discuss it with their teachers. But the main thing is, if they know of information about this matter, about this particular teacher, or really about anybody who may have been involved in a physical relationship with an adult, to report it to the police, report it to the school, report it to any trusted adult, so that we can make sure that child, number one, is protected, but also that the necessary consequences follow.
Sean, is the Archdiocese releasing any information about the incident itself, how long it might have been going on for, or the possible age of the victim?
We were only given permission last night by police, once they charged Mrs. Trotta, to really kind of begin our involvement. And so the first thing we're doing is today disclosing it, making sure that the necessary pastoral outreach is extended to the victim, but also to any others who might have been impacted by it. And we'll begin now to investigate it, to find out, you know, the circumstances that led to this incident, and to find out if potentially there are other victims.
Do we know, or what do we know, and what can you tell some of our listeners if they, you know, either have kids there at the school or might have been alumni of the school as well, about Trotta? She taught there since 2007. What did she teach, and was she super involved with the school and its activities?
She's been a teacher at the school since 2007. We did send notification to anyone who was in the school from 2007, so certainly recent graduates, fearing that they may have information or that they may themselves have had an interaction. So we're doing everything we can to find out if this behavior took place prior, involved other students. Like all the teachers, she was involved. You know, that's expected of our teachers in our schools, in terms of not just teaching a class, but being a part of the school community. But really, because we don't want to interfere with the police investigation, so we've been waiting for the green light by them to begin to look more deeply at this, and we start that process today.
Sean, do you know if the alleged child sex abuse occurred on the campus of Curley?
We don't know anything about the actual allegation, other than that she's been arrested for it. And we hope to learn more about it in the days and weeks to come.
Talk to us about what you all do, how you vet a teacher before they get into a classroom situation with students, in advance of them being hired by the school.
Well, every employee and any volunteer who has contact with children, whether it's in a church or a church school, has to undergo an extensive background check, fingerprints, criminal history screening. They're also trained about the safe environment, how to spot, detect, and report abuse. It's a pretty rigorous process, on top of, for teachers, what's already a rigorous process in terms of their academic credentials and licensure and things. So, you know, in this case, all those necessary things had taken place, and there was certainly nothing in her history that would suggest this could be a possible behavior.